This is our time for sharing, and I'd like to start sharing prayer requests, testimonies, anything you'd like to share. I'd like to start with a testimony myself. Yesterday, I went to a doctor's office, a regular scheduled appointment at a doctor's office, and I was sitting in the waiting room, and, you know, people don't talk to each other a whole lot in Japanese waiting rooms, so I was just sitting there, and then suddenly, my student from 5 years ago, Mr. Montani, could you please stand up? My student from 5 years ago, Mr. Montani, thank you very, very much. He came up to me. He started talking to me very enthusiastically. He was so happy to see me. So we talked in the doctor's waiting room. We talked in the waiting room of the pharmacy next door, and I invited him to Mitake, and he's here right now. So if you have a chance, please say hello to Mr. Montani. Thank you. he lives in Kure City, so he's come a long way to join us today. I'd like to share a prayer request about my son. It's just the ongoing prayer request. Art and Darcy have told us that he still wants to move to Osaka. He still says to them that he wants to move there. So Art told me yesterday, Art is doing everything he can to help my son make an effort. And of course, Art and Darcy believe that he needs to stay with them, that that's God's will for him to heal there. But Art believes if my son makes an effort, maybe tries to go or actually goes, it, of course, in his present condition, it can't really succeed. And then he'll come back in a more earnest and sincere heart to receive healing. So just please pray for my son, however God leads you, that he'll receive the healing he needs. That God will bring him to a point where he's will be humbly willing to receive the help that he needs. We just ask your prayers for our son, Micah. And please come up, anybody who would like to share testimony, prayer requests, or anything you'd like to share with us today. Thank you.
That is good.
Hello, sound check.
Okay. God is always the same yesterday and forever. And I would like to thank God for everything, what he has done in my life. And I would like to introduce to you my co-worker, Brother Milben and Brother Robert. He's doing... Yes, welcome. That's it. Thank you. Yeah, Melvin and Brother Robert. Yes.
Good afternoon, my name is Fernando. Thank you for the prayers for us, our family, and continue praying for our sons and our health. I just wanted to remind everyone, I don't know if anybody wasn't here last week. We plan to do the Easter lunch, so please pray for that. That'll come along well. Art and I, we decided that maybe a stew will be easy to make, so we decided to make a stew. So we need the preparation on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, on Easter Day, the 21st. Whoever is available, and come in the morning. And then if you cannot come in the morning, we'll appreciate your help for cleaning after 12 o'clock, washing dishes and putting things away. So you can come and help set up. You don't have to be cooking, but there's always something you can help with. And the reason is to fellowship with the morning service. So if you're available, that'll be great. And yeah, like I said, please continue praying for my sons, my three boys, and they're going through their decisions and things. And for us as a couple and as a business. So thank you.
My name is Mihoko. Sorry, I'm late. Last Wednesday, Akiko and Mikio and myself enjoyed sakura viewing near her hospital for 2 hours. And then, sorry that she will come back on Easter Day and the before of Easter Saturday for one night. If her condition is good enough, she will come back to us. But if her condition is not good enough, I'd be happy to work with you. Thank you.
Sorry, just one more thing. Just wanted to remind everybody that if we can have a extra help with the sound and the cameras, if we have any volunteers to learn about it, just kind of set it up before the service. And also for the PowerPoint, I'm going to try to learn with Takako, and if anyone else has time, just to set up the PowerPoint, that'll be great. And we need assistance with that, with the electronics here. So just remember that. I just wanted to remind everybody every week, because every week we have a different person coming and people not coming. So if we have more people knowing at least how to press the buttons, then that will be good enough.